Rich Jones, Jeremy Ratliff, Lucia Vitti, Gina Gondek, Stephen Ponson, Brian Middleton is updating traffic. Hopefully we don't have much traffic to follow as we continue to track the rain and still the winds. And that's really the next big storyline for the next several hours, it would appear, is the wind gusts that will continue to grow in intensity, too. I've seen 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts at Naval Station Mayport, 63 miles an hour in St. Augustine Beach right now. And we're seeing the sustained winds continue to increase as well. Thankfully, no bridges closed in the Metro Jacksonville area. It is a far different story in Central Florida. This is like a tale of three different areas of the state where we have seen Matthew-type damage and flooding and storm surge in places like St. Augustine and Volano Beach. Looking at our partners in Orlando, Osceola County, Kissimmee, Orange County, historic flooding in some of those locations. And then our poor friends in southwestern Florida. I'm seeing live video right now from an aerial view, and I mean, almost every home is leveled. Yes, these are beachfront homes, and you had a storm that came in at 155 miles an hour, nearly Cat 5. These multi-million dollar estates are nothing. And several of them are on fire and underwater. And no one is able to get to them because they're unable to get to any of these streets because of how damaged it is. Jeremy, as you're watching these scenes play out, and Lee County officials have been updating, it might be days or weeks before we truly, truly know the extent of the damage here.
Yeah, just there's not a lot of words for what we're seeing out of there right now. And there's some video, Richard, you may have seen yourself from today that I will mention briefly here. But first, I want to get to this press conference in Lee County, Florida. Now, officials there just spoke. They gave a very grim assessment of some of the barrier islands ravaged by Hurricane Ian. Now, of course, Lee County, Florida, if you haven't been there, you probably have, though. It is home to cities that includes Fort Myers.
Probably the greatest amount of damage and decimation is at Fort Myers Beach. There's extensive damage to the buildings on Sanibel.
Now, speaking at that press conference, the county manager, he says the bridges to Pine Island there have failed, and five sections of the Sanibel Causeway has fallen into the water. He says barrier islands are inaccessible.
The bridges to Pine Island have all failed. So right now, you cannot get to Pine Island by vehicle. Likewise, on the Sanibel Causeway, there are five sections of roadway that have just fallen away.
Yeah, Rich, you were talking about getting to places by vehicle. There's no roads in some of these places, which is just mind-blowing. He also, in this press conference, says there is a boil water order out countywide for the entire Lee County right now.
The utility systems countywide, potable water and water treatment systems have failed.
And he calls the damage extensive.
Our community looks like it's been hit by a very large tornado.
Yeah, and Rich, he says it's going to take a while to recover, but he said they are well organized, and he thinks, and is situated as well as any county in the state might be. And seeing some wild video, I do want to mention, from WINK-TV in Fort Myers, the storm surge actually got into their television studio, flooding the first floor. They lost power and could no longer continue broadcasting on TV and radio. Last I checked, they still can't broadcast on at least TV in that area. They have been on social media, though. They've been pretty active there. And in speaking of the damage there, the flooding, the winds, as you were just mentioning, winds in our area, Rich, we are hearing from folks out there. And I do want to give a brief power outage, just kind of a snapshot of what we're looking, because we are seeing some change in the numbers right now. A tiny, and I stress a tiny bit of good news from St. Johns County. We are seeing the numbers there go down just a little bit, it appears. Total customers out over 16,000 right now. That's still a lot of folks, but over 16,000 right now there. In Flagler County, over 38,000 customers without power. That's over half. And taking a look at JEA right now, looking at the area there, over 11,000 customers now without power. A large amount kind of congregated southeast of downtown Jacksonville right now. A lot of folks without power there on the west side, kind of the northeast side at the beaches. Still seeing that large power outage in the Mayport area. So Mayport area, East Arlington, seeing quite a bit of outages as well. Seeing outages as far north as where the Caddy Shack Ranch Wildlife Sanctuary. So as far north, way up there as well, which is well north of Ocean Way, to as far south now is definitely seeing some in the Orange Park area as well. So a little bit farther south than we were seeing them, I believe, before. Let me go ahead and zoom out. Yeah, actually, we may have some Fruit Cove areas probably as far south. As far as JEA, the JE map specifically is listing right now. And still seeing similar numbers in Baker and Clay on the Clay Electric outage map. Around 2% of customers in Clay County that are Clay Electric customers without power. And in Baker, around 2%. There is well. And Rich, we're going nowhere, so we will continue to update these. And as we heard, Rich, we've been in touch with managers from these groups, and they have been reminding folks to pack their patience.
Absolutely.
I know we say pack your patience a lot, and it's easy to say, especially when we may have power at this very instant. But it is something that is going to take time, and this is not something where they're slacking. I mean, they have beefed up resources, and they are responding. So they are doing their best in their scenarios, and they know what to do. So, give them time.
It might take some time. It might take a lot of time, depending on how isolated the outage may be ultimately, and ultimately how long it may take for the crews to be able to get back into the field. And that's really weather dependent. And while we do have the bands of rain that continue to drench the area, we also do see that we have winds that are continuing to gust at times up to 60 miles an hour. Fernandina Beach, Amelia Island, 41, 39, 50 miles an hour. Continuing to see some of the aerial footage of Southwest Florida. And as you heard from the Lee County official there, Jeremy, it's mm-hmm. as though a tornado ripped through, but tore apart the entire community. It's not, you see these photos from Tornado Alley, and we have friends who work in Tulsa, Oklahoma at our great station KRMG and others. And that sometimes can be isolated because the path that a tornado will follow, and you'll see one side of the street is decimated and the other, everything is standing. I'm literally watching now as sailboats are up against and into condominium buildings. Large boats in Southwest Florida that are now up on in mm-hmm. and in parking lots and in water, yeah. But not the right kind of water. They're literally in the swimming pool.
And one thing I want to mention about that, Rich, also, and I think it was the same press conference. So obviously, as these press conferences are happening and we're kind of pulling audio here and there, I may be wrong. It might be later in the press conference, but I'm pretty sure it was. Florida Division of Emergency Management reporting more than 500 Hurricane Ian victims in Lee and Charlotte counties have been rescued since this morning. Mm. And in earlier, we were talking about the president of the United States possibly hinting that, this could be the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history. However that plays out, that's not for us to speculate right now. But more than 500 victim rescues in just those two hard hit counties. It's mind blowing.
It is. And wow, if that is accurate, actually, I did need to do a double check because I remember Katrina and covering Katrina mm-hmm. at a previous radio station, and that death toll
yep.
was 1,200. If I'm not mistaken, the Great Galveston Hurricane from 1900, which was a Cat 4, had a death toll of 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's what we're talking about here, that is, I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is the just kind of piecing through here as we're talking, the sheriff there, in Lee County, said they're still in a rescue phase. So even though we saw everything, and in our minds, it's kind of like, okay, it's done. What's next? They're still in rescue phase. He says they're nowhere close to recovery. They put a curfew in place there in Lee County until further notice. The sheriff warning anyone who's considering looting that there's room. He says there's room in the jail for them. So this is we know there's room there for that in that scenario. So, but definitely very serious situation there right now.
And I'm seeing like boats up on the road and the highway right now. It's unbelievable images that we're seeing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
We are getting an update from Nassau County officials at the moment. Before we take you to that, I do want to update a couple of other things as we continue to track the bans of Ian and the rain bans that are continuing to be a problem. Flash flood warning has actually been extended for another 5.5 hours for northeastern Flagler County and southeastern St. John's County. So now until 9 p.m., as we continue to see between 7 and 10 inches of rain that have fallen as a result of Ian's bands of rain, additional rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are possible. And so we see the potential for life-threatening flash flooding of creeks and streams and in urban areas. Some of the locations that are likely to see the flash flooding possibility: St. Augustine, Palm Coast, Bunnell, St. Augustine Beach, Flagler Beach, Marineland, Crescent Beach, Butler Beach, and in St. Augustine. We will watch very closely for that situation. You do need to be careful because of the possibility of the standing water. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Got to be very, very careful and try not to venture out in any way, shape, or form into the community right now. We do still have bands of rain that are set up from around St. Mary's Yulee south all the way to St. Augustine and Palm Coast. You hit the I-95 corridor, it's a lighter rain. You're west of there to the West Beltway, it's hardly any rain. And then west of the West Beltway out toward 301, the rain is essentially ended. How about an update from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center? Brian, it's been a while since we've heard from you. I'm certainly hopeful we don't have people venturing out, but we do still have issues out here.
Yeah, Rich, we do. Unfortunately, out in Orange Park, we have a crash on Roosevelt northbound right at the West Beltway that's blocking two left lanes. We do have emergency vehicles on scene out there. And then if you're heading into downtown, I-95 northbound, it looks like we still have a crash, this time at Atlantic Boulevard. Now, that is over on the shoulder, but still, if by chance you're on the roads by there, make sure you give them plenty of space. Also, heading out on Atlantic westbound, we have debris in the road at Bartram Road. It's in the two right lanes. Be extremely careful around there. And then finally, crossing over the Danes Point, heading in and out of Ocean Way, you'll be experiencing sustained winds of 18 miles per hour and gusts up to 31 miles per hour. So all in all, it's still some difficult conditions to try to negotiate your car in right now. If you can stay inside, do it. With Jacksonville's most frequent traffic, I'm Brian Middleton.
All right, Brian, we will. And Brian, by the way, pulls double duty here for WOKV. He's not only updating traffic, but is also running everything master control wise. So keeping us on the air, and we certainly appreciate that. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish is updating the storm surge and flooding in St. Augustine. I want to listen in there in St. Augustine, Fernandina Beach, and also get a sense for what conditions we can expect over the next several hours. So here's Chief.
In St. Augustine, it's the same way, but it's more of an east wind because of the positioning of Ian. And then tonight, that all becomes north and northwest across the entire area. But the high tide cycle in Fernandina Beach will yet again be significant tonight when we get into the middle of the night. A band of rain is stuck right at the coast here, but you notice that back edge is gradually shifting toward the east, so it's drying out. And well inland, it's been a pretty dry day and will stay that way. You can see the colors in here, a little bit of yellow here from Fernandina Beach southward to Mayport and Jacks Beach, Atlantic Beach to Ponte Vedra. Decent rainfall rates in here, and we have seen a report of a storm surge level at least at Irma's level, if not a little bit higher at the Intracoastal north of Butler Boulevard just within the last couple of hours. A flash flood warning remains in effect for the St. Augustine area and southern St. John's County, with still a rain band kind of stuck over that area. But this bright colors off to the east will not head inland the way it looks now as Ian moves out to the east and then curves north. And we should point out also that the new advisory will be out from the National Hurricane Center within an hour here, and it may be upgraded to a hurricane again. That's not a real big change. It doesn't change our forecast at all right here at home, but don't be surprised if you hear it being called Hurricane Ian again with the next advisory. We'll see. And for us, it's mainly a wind story through tonight, with that rain gradually diminishing at the coast.